hearing the flow of the Obak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rock and Kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Siyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City, towards Wonosari, and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Hello listener, we're going to play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Wons came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Alun sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kabuku, dalam hati ada satu. Malam semilir angin
word of the day. It's better to die on the dirt instead of living like a corpse. A quote by Sultan Hasanuddin. Sultan Hasanuddin was the 16th king of Goa in the 1600s. The Goa kingdom believed in a god that creates the earth and the ocean that is shared for all human race and not exclusively to the OC, the colonizer. Sultan Hasanuddin was known for being firm, courageous, and never giving up. For those qualities, the Dutch dubbed Sultan Hasanuddin as the Half van de Oostende, or the rooster of the East.
Voice of Indonesia. We are
today's sound.
You're still tuning in to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. So, like what I said before, how's your day? How's your Ramadan? I hope for those doing fasting in this Ramadan are fasting well and, of course, doing the other religious activities as well. Although sleep is a religious activity in the month of Ramadan. But there is beyond that, there are more other valuable, precious religious activities that we can do and hope we can make it. But for those who are not fasting, I hope you are living a very good day, even make it greater by enjoying Indonesia Today. You can share with us about your story of the day or Ramadan in your country. You can share it through our social media, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official, or you can reach us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Listeners, now we have information from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs that inform it is still trying to repatriate 525 Indonesians who have allegedly fallen victim to human trafficking from Miawadi, Myanmar. The Ministry's Director for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities, Judah Nugraha, said the figure is based on information provided by local authorities and reports from Indonesian nationals. To bring the Indonesian nationals back, the ministry is pursuing intensive coordination with the authorities in Thailand, which will serve as the transit country from where they will be sent to Indonesia, just like in the previous scheme. The Foreign Affairs Ministry is also coordinating with the authorities in Myanmar to ensure no more Indonesian citizens are still being held captive in Miawadi. Indonesian citizens will be taken from Miawadi to the Mae Sot area, which borders Thailand. They will undergo a pre-repatriation process in Bangkok before boarding the return flight. Well, hopefully this issue will be solved soon. And we still have more when we come back, more information from Indonesia. And of course, more program from Indonesia, like we have filler features that will take you closer to Indonesia. But right after this next song by two Indonesian singers, that collaborate in one song. That is actually a song of an Indonesian band, Noah, but now it's covered or resung by Bunga Citra Lestari and Ariel Noah, Menghapus Jejakmu, or Erasing Your Past. Enjoy.
Terselangkah melupakanmu, lelah hati perhatikan sikapmu, jalan pikiranmu buatku ragu, tak mungkin ini tetap bertahan. Perlahan mimpi rasa menggangguku, coba untuk terus menjauh, perlahan hatiku terbelenggu. Coba untuk lanjutkan hidup. Engkau bukanlah segalaku, bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu, biar hujan menghapus jejakmu.
Terus melangkah melupakanmu, lelah hati perhatikan sikapmu, jalan pikiranmu buatku ragu, tak mungkin ini tetap bertahan. Perlahan mimpi terasa mengganggu, ku coba untuk terus menjauh. Perlahan hatiku terbelenggu, ku coba untuk lanjutkan hidup. Engkau bukanlah segalaku, bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu, biar hujan menghapus jejakmu.
Segalaku, bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, if you happen to be in Indonesia, precisely in Jakarta, then you are looking for some events to spend time while waiting for the azan or call to prayer, we've got information about Cine Talk Ramadan, a film screening and discussion held at the Ministry of Religious Affairs Library. Managed by the Agency for Religious Moderation and Human Resource Development, the initiative seeks to make libraries more engaging spaces for learning and community interaction. Cine Talk Ramadan is held on March 4, 6, 11, and 13. Well, means you can enjoy two more Cine Talk Ramadan at the Mini Theater of the Ministry of Religious Affairs Library, offering an alternative way for the public to engage with religious values through cinema. The program showcases award-winning short films from the 2024 Religious Moderation Short Film Festival, including Islah, Lontong, and Dawak. According to Rizky Riyadi Taufik, Head of General Affairs and Library Services, Cine Talk Ramadan aims to expand library services beyond traditional book lending. This program is designed to strengthen the values of religious moderation while making the library a more inviting, educational, and inspiring space for the community. The concept aligns with efforts to transform libraries into dynamic cultural hubs rather than passive repositories of books. As librarian Haria explained, a library should not just be a place for book collections and lending. It should also be an active and enjoyable space.
Kau kan kanya food.
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, white parts of rattan are sliced, and it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rattan from North Sumatra.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's life. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be a means of communication in society, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of polo palo. Now polo palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce polo palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Vera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument polo palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Vera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen polo palo contest besides at school.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, polo palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Tang, tang, tang. They answered over there. Tang, tang, tang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
That is 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays polo palo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
No. If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina,
Yang musik Polo Palo ini, kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, Polo Palo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make Polo Palo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, Polo Palo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
Karena ini kebutuhan kita saja kita bikin modifikasi.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds tang tang tang, no tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of Polo Palo musical instrument is a pleasant progress, as David said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galwanta to develop Polo Palo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah Landa.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes Polo Palo produce different sound.
Polo Palo ini ada dua macam. Ini Polo Palo.
There are two kinds of Polo Palo. This is Polo Palo, but this one is Tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it, I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of Polo Palo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
Karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada processingnya. Harus.
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one. It's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Palo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Palo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Palo at the time. I beat it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris stated.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people ask for Polo Palo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galwanta stated.
Secara tradisi, tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indie, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo Polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Indonesia.
Polo Polo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the beginning of 2025, a research team of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, discovered a new species of blind cavefish called Barbodes clapanunggalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So what we can do about it? Here is the opinion from Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, if you think about the Barbodes new species from Kelapa Nunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the population. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, it's finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
Well, listener, you can listen to the whole context and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOR Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sulit bagiku menghadapi kamu. Ku takkan menyerah, kau layak ku perjuangkan. Beri bagiku menahan marahku. Lebih dari lebih penting dari semua yang ku punya. Jika kamu salah, aku akan lupakan. Walau belum tentu kau lakukan yang sama, karena untukku kamu lebih penting dari egoku. Beri bagiku,
beri bagiku
menahan marahku. Bahkan lebih dari itu, aku yang minta maaf walau kau yang salah. Aku kan menahan walau kau ingin bisa, karena kamu penting, lebih penting dari
collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Oh,
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian Ministry of Social Affairs has delivered various logistical aid items to people affected by landslides and flash floods in Sukabumi District, West Java Province. In a statement received from his office in Jakarta on Friday, Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf assured the needs of disaster-hit residents have been met. The logistical items include one multi-purpose tent, 20 portable tents, 39 blankets, 52 beds, and over 100 packages of children's clothing. Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission will assist in supervising the government's free nutritious meals program through prevention and monitoring. The Commission's Chairman, Setio Budianto, highlighted the potential for irregularities and emphasized the need for transparent and accountable financial management. In a statement on Friday, in addition to the potential for fraud, Setio reminded the importance of strategic locations for nutrition fulfillment service units so that food remains in a condition fit for consumption when provided. That was Miss Line from Voice of Indonesia.
Apa?
Ingin rasa hati berbisik,
bisikin aja
untuk melepas keresahan dirimu. Oh cantik.
Apa?
Bukan ku ingin mengganggumu, tapi apa arti merindu?
Di udara, hatiku hanya untukmu. Ada hati yang berisi dan penuh. sahabatku.
So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat Best.